You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Wig Hackers Podcast. And it is a new year. We made it through 2020. Woo woo woo. Right? Oh, so excited about that. I am happy you're here. So there has been a little craze that has been going on that I would like to discuss in Wig Hackers. It's not really about wigs, but it's about wig education. I want to talk about the new app, Clubhouse. Dun, dun, dun. So it has taken over my, not just business, but kind of like how I'm like running my business. It's an interactive platform that you kind of just talk. So you can create a room and you're talking. I have connected with so many other wig making professionals from all aspects, from brand new beginners to advanced to other union members to everything. It has been such a wild ride. I love every moment of it. I need to learn how to make it a part of my life, you know, because it is taking over a little bit, but that's okay. I'm going to figure out how to incorporate it in the everyday, the inspiration that everyone has, and the they call it gems, on people dropping these gems in the rooms. Like, I wish I had this when I was younger. Well, we kind of did. It's kind of like that phone call, like that library, like you call in and you all just talk. But this, like, you have a face and you hook it to your social media accounts, which is amazing. But I wish you could see things, but then I don't have to get dressed up. Okay, so I've been on it for now literally 2 weeks. All right, so I learned the ins and outs. I got the ups and downs, but I'm literally not working. Like, I'm not doing the other parts of my gig. So today, I know today's the 4th. I'm a little behind on content, but we're making it happen. Don't you worry. So I'm here in my studio because I have a whole new setup, which maybe I'll do a whole podcast on my setup. And I haven't ventilated. And I'm like, what? I need to ventilate. Like, I have to ventilate. That's my gig. So I went on randomly. Like, it wasn't even planned, no schedule. I just went on. And it was amazing. I got some ventilating done, but it's not complete. Like, I would be able to complete it if I was focused. And the education that people want is really needed. Like, I've learned that. I've gotten that. And guess what? I'm going to fill that void. I want people to know it. I want people to know how and why we do it this way. Meaning ventilating. Really customizing the hairline. Like, copying the hairline. Like, full, like a clone of the hairline. And if you have been following along on my journey, it's been a struggle to see, like, from my business plan on, like, where I'm finding people and how I'm getting them, to, is it running ads, is it just talking to people, is it posting, is it Facebook, is it YouTube? This has been an amazing platform to create, and, like, it's talking. So my voice is probably a little bit more raspier than usual. I'm trying to do vocal rests when I am not on the platform. But then you can get on there for like 7 hours and just keep talking and talking and talking. It's quite amazing. And it's really great from all walks of life and all over the world. You're connecting. And I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. There's some other hair people, and we've been doing like these big like mastermind groups and talking and really just inspiring people to do what they want to do and help them with their focus, like basically tell them the things we messed up on. And that alone is like, I can't even say admission, worth the price of admission, because there's no admission, it's free. But I really get to connect with people. I get to help people on their own personal journeys, which is really fun. And like, it satisfies me, if that makes, like, it makes me feel better in this crazy time. Like, I know I haven't been through everything in the wig world, but I've been through a lot. Like, I can talk you through a wig pretty well. And if you do follow this, you know I love a good talk. So it's been very beneficial. Except today it did crash. I think we crashed it, but that's all right. It's not public yet. It's still in the beta stage. So we got in, you have to be invited in. So that was like a whole big thing. And then all the topics, so the people who pop up on your timeline, on your hallway, is like because of people who you follow. So if they're in a room, it'll pop up for you because you kind of have like common interests. They did add this like room looking, like you can add topics that you like. This sounds like a complete ad for them. I'm so sorry. That is not what this is supposed to be. It's just, it's such a community. And I mean, from social media marketing to ad people to graphic designers. I mean, they're doing Dream Girls auditions on there for the Clubhouse. So like, it's really cool. Says the old man to the everybody. What else has happened? There's been so many wigs, like so many. When I tell you wigs, I just wanted to teach about wigs. I thought I was, I don't want to say I was done making wigs, but I thought I was like, all right, I'll teach. Well, I'm also like a coach now. I'm mentoring people. I'm like helping inspire them to like put the pieces together so they can have like a better business structure. I'm quite stoked. Like I'm quite stoked. I'm excited. I don't know where it's gonna go when it goes public, whenever that is. But I'm really excited about how like hair, like the hair industry is coming through. So they have like a lot of hair rooms, like if you have a hair business, like selling extensions and closures, there's rooms talking about different types of hair and the quality and all those types of things. And then there's like true like wig making. And for me, it's an amazing platform to have people come in and learn a new wig, a new everything. I'm trying to figure out how to make it. Oh my gosh. One day I was live on Facebook, I was live on Instagram, and I was talking on the group. So it was kind of great because they could see me do something and ask a question. So it's kind of like a steroid Zoom call, but more live. Like you didn't have to like do all the Zoom. It's great. Yeah. I'm making a ton of pieces, a lot of hair, hair lines. I'm doing a ton of wigs from scratch. I know, I said it. I'm doing a lot of them. I think we're going on three now. Yeah, three. Yep. Uh-huh. Hello, how are you? So I'm excited to see what the new year is bringing. I'm coming out with the book, like we're redoing, well, I don't say redoing, it's an update. We're updating the book so that you have literally everything. Like, and not my every, like, okay. Some of you know, I just talk and I think people understand and get it. Or I say a word and in my mind, I know what that definition is. So now we went in my two books with a fine tooth comb and really giving you all the info now. So I don't have to be like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? So now it's a better foundation. You know, we went in. Now it's like, I think, 180 pages or something. Very excited, but it's a lot of work. And I'm talking about it a lot more too, which is great. Yeah, so that's the start of the new year. So thank you so much for tuning in this episode. And as you can see, I am now a part of the Broadway Podcast Network. So BPN. I am really excited to hear my listeners, see my listeners, find you out there in the dark. All right, I had to do a Broadway joke. Sorry, everyone. So I'm really excited to be a part of this team and this whole community of the Broadway coming together and all facets of it. So I'm really excited to get some more interviews going. I have a lot of interviews lined up. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of new things coming to fruition as well. So make sure you stay tuned. Check out all my social media. As you know, every Friday, a podcast will come out. I think it's every Friday. And we're just going to have fun. So if there is topics or anything that you would like to hear me go on and on and on and on and on about, let me know. Send me a DM. I love them. So until next time, it is Daniel Coy with Wig Hackers. Toots magoots.
Have you ever wondered how your favorite performer actually feels? Well, here's your chance. Welcome to The Quiet Part Out Loud with me, Bobby Steggert, Broadway actor and now a therapist to a whole host of Broadway creatives. Part interview, part therapy, this is not your typical podcast. We'll go right to the heart of things with some of your favorite artists, what they still struggle with, what lessons they've learned, what they haven't figured out yet. There's enormous power in saying the quiet part out loud. Are you listening?
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.